The audience supporting a new performing arts center, PAC, in Barrie now includes all of City Council. It gave final approval Monday night, by way of an 11-0 recorded vote, to a motion that the PAC Task Force's recommendations, a facility with main and secondary theaters, along with multi-purpose space on the former Fisher Auditorium site on Dunlop Street West, be received and that council support the continued development of a PAC in downtown Barrie. A big thank you, again, to all of the volunteer members of this task force who put in a ton of work, with subcommittees, traveled, did research, met between meetings, said Mayor Jeff Lehman, who also thanked Task Force Chairman Cown. Jim Harris and Cowns, Robert Thompson and Claire Rietma, who also sat on the PAC Task Force. City staff will hire a professional firm with expertise in municipal theater development, design and management to review the task force recommendations and report back to councillors by memo detailing the firm's recommendations, including project timelines, resources being requested and the design scope of the project. Once councillors have the memo, an architectural firm would be hired to complete a concept plan and a cost estimate for a performing arts center, with funding from the 2022 and 2023 capital budgets. There would also be an implementation plan that includes timelines for construction, recommendations for a fundraising program, an operating plan and the cost of its annual operating budget. It's in this year's budget to start the work, the $200,000, Harris said. Cown. Mike McCann wanted to know when the PAC would come back to council, or the next council. We would expect there to be a procurement process to bring the consultant on board, so we would expect the work would be done this year, said Stefana Schlichter, the city's director of economic and creative development. Given the timing, it is likely that it would be with the new council. Barrie voters will elect the next mayor and 10 city councillors October 24, 2022. The new PAC is meant to replace both Georgian Theatre, which has 680 seats, and the demolished Fisher Auditorium, which had 980 seats at the former Barrie Central Collegiate site. A January 24 presentation contained details of a main theatre with 800 to 900 seats, 60-70% of them on the orchestra level, and 600 seats when the balcony is closed. Its stage would be 50 feet by 100 feet, including the wings. The secondary theater would have 350 seats and there would also be multi-purpose space in the facility, about 5,000 square feet for rehearsals and performances. There was also information about a 66,500 square feet facility costing $53.1 million, but Harris has said those numbers are more of a starting point than anything else. The consultant will determine the PAC's cost. Its funding model is 30/30, 30/10, equal shares from the federal, provincial, municipal levels of government, and the remainder from fundraising. The city will apply for capital infrastructure grants from the provincial and federal governments. Last year, council agreed to start a theater reserve and $2.5 million went in this year. The task force looked at demand from user groups for a new PAC. A sampling of 18 groups generated 158 requests for the main stage, 146 for the smaller stage and 155 for multi-purpose space in a single year. This translates into 195 days of bookings, with 129 days of two or more requests. The potential audience is estimated at more than 45,000. Additional community use and rental could include community cultural celebrations such as Barrie Native Friendship Center drum circles and the Pow Wow, numerous festivals such as Barrie Jazz, Rhythm Fest, Culture Days, and civic celebrations. The new PAC could also host events that require all three spaces, such as the Ontario Vocal Festival, Choral Fest, dance competitions and music recitals. The task force also looked at economic impact. Its survey concluded Barrie residents going elsewhere for more than 40% of their performance events, first to the Greater Toronto Area, next to Orillia. Why they go relates to the quality of arts and culture facilities. They spend $65 plus per ticket, on average, and $62 plus for food, retail purchases and other expenditures. The task force says $5 million is leaving Barrie annually. The task force undertook a PAC survey and had more than 1,000 responses, which showed overwhelming support for a new facility. Barrie has about 100 arts groups now, and its population is expected to double in size in the next 30 years.